We began learning from this remarkable Kuntras, Yisoides Bavedis Hashem, which is really written chadchila for the time of Sfiras Haimer, for each one of the Midas. So there's a Kuntras on Chesed, on Gur, and Tiferet. So we're learning the Kuntras, or part of the Kuntras, on the Midah of Yisoid. First, I want to thank again Rabbi Nachmani, the family, and Avinoam, in memory of his father, Zechron Levacha. The whole family shall have Simcha, Nachas, and Bracha, Mevesim, Shana. And since this is Chaburus Yosef Tzadik, so before we return, I think Moshe David sent it again, right? So everybody should have it, just to make sure that we're in the right place. You have page Nun Tes in front of you, where it says Ois Gimel Yisod Hashpor Rak Aideis Kashrus. So let's just get to the place. Page Nun Tes. Yari?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Good. So, just to get back into things, it's been already a very long time. Just a mashava before we start. It's really based upon a gra in Mishle. A number of times in the course of this limud, we've spoken about the interesting fact that there's only one person in all of Tanakh. Every now and then I want to come back to Yosef HaTzadik. It's all that Yosef HaTzadik, but I want to talk about Yosef HaTzadik for a minute. Because there's really only one person in Tanakh regarding whom the Torah says not only once, but repeats over and over, that he was what? An Ish Matzliach. It's a Baal Hatzlach. That means that if we're to understand the definition of Hatzlacha, Hatzlacha, success, it's clear that Yosef HaTzadik is the one who defines Hatzlacha. He is the Ish Matzliach. Ha'ish Meshtor Lo Machrish Lo Daz Ha'Hitzliach Hashem Dako Im Lo. Now remember, we go back in Tanakh, there's a cloud from Tzadik and other Tzadikim, but if you want to know what something means, you go back to the first place in Tanakh. Uh-huh. So the first place is not by Yosef HaTzadik. This pasuk, Ha'ish Mishto'er Lo Macharish Ladas Ha'Hitzliach Hashem Darko Im Lo. Is that from Chavon? Eliezer, right? That's Eliezer Eved Avraham, when Eliezer was going to make a shidduch. Yitzchak Avinu. Again, Vayish Mishtarla Macharish Ladas. Eliezer was watching quietly. Ladas to know. Hayitzliach Hashem Darko Imlo. Hayitzliach Hashem Darko Imlo. That's where Hatzlocha begins. Hayitzliach Hashem Darko Imlo. So, when one looks in the writings of the Vilna Gaon and other tzaddikim, thank you, to understand what is the Torah telling us over here, Hayitzliach Hashem Darko Imlo. It means the following, and then we'll understand why it's Yosef HaTzadik and how it connects to Shmiras Habris, and then we'll get back into the countries in a few minutes. The Rebbeinu Shlom created the world in such a way, but there's a derech. The derech means, that he created the world in such a way, in such a tzura, that everything is mekuvan, everything has a tachlis. Hakol baro lechvado, every single thing that was created has a tachlis. And every single thing that exists is supposed to be moving towards that tachlis, to be marching towards its tachlis. Every single thing that exists is created in such a way. Hatzlocha means Hayitzliach Hashem Darko Imlo. Hatzlocha, according to the Torah, means that I am on a track in my life where I'm moving towards my tachlis, and reaching that tachlis is called Hatzlocha. Hayitzliach Hashem Darko Imlo. Thank you. Eliezer was sent to find an appropriate shidduch for Yitzchak Avinu. And that was his work. That was his goal. That was his job. That's why he was sent. And there was never, like Chazal tells, there was never such a faithful servant as Eliezer. That means an Eved Ne'eman has a shlichus. He's sent to take care of something, and he takes care of it. That's what the pasuk's talking about. Hayitzliach Hashem darka imlam. Reaching the tachlis is that hatzlacha. The ish mutzlach, and this is the greatness of Yosef and Tzadik, and this is the whole secret of Kedushas Habris and Shemir Habris. The Baal Hatzlacha is a person who uses all of his koiches to bring him towards that tachlis. Who uses all of his koiches and does not allow himself to get fablunged, sidetracked, lost, not to get fablunged, to be mikuvan and to stay on course, to use all of his koiches. Vayehi Hashem es Yosef, vayehi ish matzliach. Vayehi Hashem es Yosef. The union of Yosef and Tzadik and the Midah of Yisod, and that's what we're learning about, is that there isn't one koyach from the koyches of Yosef and Tzadik that he didn't use in order to bring him along that path towards his tachlis. Every single thing in his life was towards that tachlis, and therefore when Chazal tell us how he was magdir himself min ha'arayos, how he stayed away, how he overcame him. It was a challenge, and he could have failed, but he was matzliach. Davkin this inyan of the bris, when it comes to that inyan of the bris, davkin in that inyan of arayas, of the bris, which contains within it the deepest koyach of life itself. That's how life is created, through the bris. That avoda of being focused, that the koyach of life that is rumbling inside of me is not going to be spent on some girl in the back of a car. You understand? I'm sorry for talking like a peasant. But it's not going to be spent by some lonely, miserable guy looking at a picture in his bedroom on a Matzah Shabbos or something. But that the koiches of chayim, of life, are going to be matzliach in that path, in that kivun, to bear fruit. Children, a husband, a wife, that yichud of a husband and wife, and so on. That's the inyan of Yosef HaTzadik. Mitzrayim, Egypt, is the v'nahafeichu. Egypt is called Ervas Haaretz. It's called Ervas Haaretz. Mam is the opposite of that. The whole Indian of Egypt, the Gemara says in Yevamos, Mitzri, ein av le Mitzri. By the Egyptians, they have no yichas. You don't know who the father is. Ain't Avla Mitzri. We don't know who the father is. You got this woman, she had a baby. We don't know who the father is. In other words, there's a chazaka that in that place of Mitzrayim, there's no way to know the yichas of somebody. There's no way to know the yichas of somebody, which means ma'mish, that there's no yisod. There's no yisod. See, Am Yisrael is a building, and we have a yisod. And the Yisod is standing on everything being mikuvan towards the tachlis of Mashiach Tzikein, towards the tachlis of Shabbos, the tachlis of Dveikas Vashem, towards the tachlis of davening, of learning Torah, towards the tachlis of Yushalayim. Everything, we have a program. And Hashem built this amazing building and began with the Yisod, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And then you have this transition after the three of us. Then you have Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. Now Yosef is very interesting. The Maral says that we see that the death of Yosef and Tzadik We're told about his death in Sefer Bereishis and in Sefer Shmos. Now, generally, the Maral says Bereishis is the Sefer of the Ovis, and Shmos is the Sefer of the Banim, of the children. Right? Bereishis is the beginning, and Shmos is the continuation. But there is this one tzaddik who is Bereishis and Shmos. Bereishis and Shmos. And the reason for that, the Maral says, is because Yosef at tzaddik is the midah of Yisod. Yisod is that which makes sure that everything stays on course. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. The midah of Yisod, which is Yosef at tzaddik, is to see to it that every single thing stays on course. The whole inyan of Mitzrayim is that there's no yichus, there's no kivun, nothing, there's no Yisod, nothing is on course. The person who's matzliach is somebody who stays in that kivun. Therefore, when it says about Yosef, it says, Ben Paras Yosef, Ben Paras Alei. We're going to be spending with Hashem over a year in the future talking about Shemir Seinai, on guarding the eyes, how to work on guarding our eyes, which is obviously the most basic prerequisite when it comes to Kedusha Sabris is Shemir Seinai. So it says about Yosef HaTzadik, Ben Paras Yosef HaTzadik, Alei Ay, that somehow Yosef HaTzadik had remarkable eyes. Ben Paras Yosef had beautiful eyes. Alei Ayin, Olei Ayin. So he had this koach of the eyes. Alei Ayin. And Rashi says, an amazing thing. You remember what Rashi says? That Paras Alei Ayin, that the word Paras is Lashon Rashi, says of Pirur Virivya. Paras is a lesson of having children. Poras Yosef. Like Peros. Pure Verivia. Being fruitful and multiplying. What does that have to do with eyes? Puruvu. Having children. Because the Kedusha of Yosef of Tzadik and the Midah of Yisod is the opposite of Ha'ayin Roa V'Halev Chomei. Where does all the tumah of pagam abuse come from? The eye sees, and the heart wants. Ha'ayin roya, ba'alev chaymei. And then the person, the klei ha'mais, the person does something that he shouldn't be doing. That's Egypt. Egypt means that a person has a certain goal in life. He has a goal in life. Let's say his goal is that he's going tonight to get married. He's going to his chasda tonight. And he has a shomer with him. That's his goal. He's been dating this girl for the last 3, 4, 5 months, whatever it is. He's been dating the girl. Everything is great. He got himself a nice suit, shiny shoes. He's off to the chasda. He's got the ring. He's got a kittel. He's got the whole kit, right? He's all set to go to the chasda. Besides the chasna, well, nowadays the chasna is someplace, and I'm going tonight to Lakewood. So the chasna is Lakewood or Passaic. I don't know what's going to be those places after this is over. But they're running with it right now, Baruch Hashem. So that's a couple of hours drive out there. So it happens that along the way he pulls over to a red light, and there's a girl in the next car, and the girl gives him a look. He gives the girl a look, and he tells his shomer, you know, tell my car I can't make it tonight. I said, what? No, it was, you get off at the next bus stop. I got something I got to take care of. Okay. It's like from a movie. Things like that go on in movies. That doesn't happen in real life. At least not by Inzer Mensch, Chasser Shalom. So everybody would agree that's a terrible Pagam HaBris, such a thing. He had a covenant that he made. He made a bris that he's getting married tonight. And what happened to him? What happened? The kal is waiting over there. Both families are waiting over there. And the shomer comes to the wedding hall in Lakewood. And he says, where's Yankee? We had a problem along the way. What do you mean we had a problem? Where's Yankee? He says, Chasen. He's going to put the chuppah in an hour. You got to take pictures. Now, he met another girl. Yeah, we were at a red light, We came out of the Lincoln Tunnel, you know, and there was a red light, and there was a pretty girl, and she waved a little chai, and she's Jewish, and he let me off at the next bus stop, and he, you know, he said, sorry, tell the college it's not going to work out. So we do that all the time. That's a very silly, absurd exaggeration, but that's what happened with the wife of Potiphar. What happened with the wife of Potiphar? Yosef HaTzadik, and that's what his father told him when he came to him in the window, right? When Yaakov came to the window, Yaakov said, what do you think you're doing? There's a chasna. You got to get to the chasna. There's a chasna. What do you think happens when the Baruch Shalom sees a Jew and this person is looking on his phone? Is he shluf? The wife is sleeping. He's working on something with his business. And he goes on the phone and there's a picture there. What happened to this guy? It's the same thing. There's a certain kivun, there's a certain direction that's called hatzlacha. Be an ish matzliach. An ish matzliach means hatzliach Hashem darko imlo. Hatzlacha means from the beginning to see it through. That's what it means, the shofar d'chasam. Now, when the wife of Potiphar came, like the girl in the car by the Lincoln Tunnel, and the wife of Potiphar says, no, you're busy tonight. He says, no, I'm busy for the next couple of thousand years. I'm busy. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef, I'm the son of Yaakov Avinu. Which is exactly what happened, because Yaakov Avinu appeared to him at the window, and Yaakov Avinu said, do you remember who you are? He thanks. What do you think this is? There's a tachlis, there's an avaida. There's a building that's being built. And you're one of the floors of the building. There's no taking off. There's no disappearing. There's no getting sidetracked. Hatzlacha means there's a tachlis, and you use all of your koiches to get to the tachlis. You don't get sidetracked. You don't use your koiches, especially the koiches of life itself, which is the zera, the seed of a man. You don't use your koiches over here to the right and over here to the left. So when Rashi says that Yosef HaTzadik's eyes, Peres Yosef and Peres Alei Ayin, Oilei Ayin, which Chazal also tells us that Yosef is the koach to overcome the Ayin Hara. So Ayin Hara doesn't mean tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip-tip- The koch of Yosef and Tzadik is staying focused. Staying focused. Shmir Seinayim, it's not so much about, if your entire work in Shmir Seinayim is, don't look at this, you can't look at this, don't look at this, you can't look at that, that's bad. And really, that's what the guys are trying to do. Don't look at this, don't look at this, don't look at this. I just had one of my most chashuv guys last night at 3 a.m. He had a terrible mapal. He sent me his thing. He's working so hard. He's been so good, and he had a terrible mapal. And it's heartbreaking. Everything that the kids being, at the, everything that we're being told is don't look, don't look, don't look, don't look. But the pnimius of the midah of Yesod is not about not looking. It's not about not looking. It's about being focused and looking towards the tachlis. Because if you, and that's why you know, people are very, very frustrated with me, annoyed that there's so many inyanim and different inyanim. Talk tachlis, because the tachlis is all that we're learning over the last 30 years almost. If a person doesn't have a tachlis, and this is what's happening to the chevra. If a boy doesn't feel deeply connected that he has a goal and what he wants to accomplish in his learning, what he wants to accomplish in his Avodas Hashem, what he wants to accomplish in his Ben Amla Chaveyu, where he wants to get to in life. You look at the typical boys before they, something happens, Avodas Hashem, they go to Yisrael, and they get onto that road of Hatzlich Hashem, and they become Anashim Mutzlachim. But you look at them, many of them when they're younger, before they find that Mahalach. It's that emptiness in their eyes. No tachlis. And daddy says, come to shul, come to shul. That's not where I want to go. I don't want to get to that place that you're taking me. Where do you want to go? I don't know. Someplace else. The girl by the Lincoln Tunnel. So all of the focus being on don't look, don't look, don't look, doesn't work. It just doesn't work. And in many ways, it just makes it more exciting. Mayim Genuvim. Don't look. Anytime anybody tells you don't look, if you like looking, it's the first thing you do when someone says don't look, is you look. The Tachlis is to raise Jews, Ole Ayin. Ben Peres Yosef, Ole Ayin. Ole Ayin means I know what I want in life, and I know that if I go and if I start schmoozing with Aces Potiphera, I know that that's going to take away my Hatzlacha. If I start hanging out with Aces Potiphera, not because she's bad, not because she's not nice, not because it's not my inyan. It's lo ha'inyan sheli. It's lo ha'esek sheli. The biggest musa my father-in-law Shalom used to give at the Shabbos table when there was only a small family, my sister, myself, and my mom. She should look up some sonsik. When we were sitting together at the table and we start talking about other, you know, I'll tell you that was not my main inyan, but the, you know, girls, women, they start talking a lot about other things, you know, like this woman from the shul and this one, but this one, and my father would just say sometimes in Hungarian when it was mostly with my mother, and in English, my father would say what we would say in Israel is Aloha Inyan Shalachem. It's not, don't speak Lashon Hara. My father never flashed a picture of the Chavetz Chaim in front of us. He just said, what are you talking about? It's your Inyan. What's it, your Inyan? It's not your Inyan. What are you getting into something that's not yours? Not, that's their family, that's their life, it's not your Inyan. But if you have to really come out to say, it's a Sif Kotten in Shmir Salosh, and it says this in Chavetz Chaim, it's already Ochen Vay. Not that we should learn this, of course you have to learn this. You have to know what the halach is. You have to know what the halach is. I just saw such an interesting thing. There's an article in Mishpacha, this Shabbos in the Mishpacha magazine, about one of the great poskim in America. I never really knew anything about him. We trust his kashrus, but I never knew anything about him. Rav Heinemann in Baltimore. A fascinating person. You know what I'm talking about? Star K, right? He's a very big Talmud Chacham. He was a Talmud by Rav Aaron Cutler. He is unbelievable. Besides that he's a genius, he's an unbelievably practical person. Like one of the things that he lived on Yeshiva Lane, you know, by Baltimore and there as well, and he never took his car to a mechanic because he liked fixing cars himself and he was great at it. So they had a rule that the Rebbeim can't fix their own cars. It's not nice, you know, on Yeshiva Lane for the Rebbeim. So he had this way of opening up his he was able to open up the back thing, the sliding door from his house or something, and he put plastic on and he would bring the car into his living room and fix the car. He'd do his own oil changes and stuff like that. So he's a tremendous Talmud Chacham, an unbelievable handy person. And at the very beginning of the article, so I wanted to be, because I never knew anything about him, and I enjoy his ice cream, so why shouldn't I? So he was learning a lot of halacha, when he was in Lakewood back in the 60s. And he became a big mumcha in mikvahs. It says there, he was also very handy, he built with his sons a mikvah in his own basement. They made their own mikvah. That's a great thing. I wouldn't have had to turn on the electricity. He built the mikvah. So it says in the story that when he was getting into mikvahs and he wanted to help the whole Indian going around, which he did for many, many years. He's already in his 80s, but to help with mikvahs, to build mikvahs all around America. So he first went, he went to the Sapra Rebbe. Even though he's not a Chassidish of Philly, he's actually German. He's a Yekka. He went to the Sapra Rebbe. The Sapra Rebbe was a huge mumche in everything, but in mikvahs. He went to the Sapra Rebbe to ask to Hadracha from the Sapra Rebbe in building mikvahs, and also for bracha. And he said, Rebbe, can you, you know, Hadracha in building mikvahs, what's the key thing in building a mikvah? So some Rebbe said to him, don't look in Shulchan Aruch. So he said, don't look in Shulchan Aruch. And some Rebbe said it like, it was, you know, it was like a wink. He said, no. If you have to start looking up Shilas, in other words, if you're not at a place that you don't know what a mikveh is, and you haven't already spent the last 10 years, and you find yourself, while you're in the middle of building a mikveh, looking through for what the Taz says and the Shach says, then get somebody else for the job. It means you're not ready for that. Don't look in Shulchan Aruch. He wasn't saying you don't have to know that law. Of course you have to know that law. Just don't look in Shulchan Aruch. And Rav Heinemann said that all of his life, that's been the guiding principle. Everything that he does. To be in a place where he's there, where it is what it is. Of course, sometimes you have a shiloh, but the Sapra Rebbe wasn't saying it. He knew what the Sapra Rebbe was saying. To have it, should be clear. That's what it means to be an Ish Matzliach. To be Ish Matzliach means that there is that. There is that yisod of the building. There's a bris, there's a covenant. That yeshiva bacher is determined to get to where he wants to get to. He wants to marry a certain kind of a girl. He wants to build a certain kind of a home. However, whatever way, he wants to build that kind of a home. And he has a clarity and he has direction in his life. And everything he does in life, to go towards that tachlis. If your tachlis is to be an Elich Yid, then if somebody comes up to you with a deal, and that deal's a little bit crooked, and you can make an extra $500,000, an extra $1 million, but it's a little bit off, it's not a struggle. You don't have to look in Shulchan Aruch. If you have to look up in Shulchan Aruch, am I allowed to take this $500,000? It's really not good. If your goal is, and your hatzlocha is to be an Eilech Yid. To be Eilech means that if there's money that even smells of something that's not kosher, it's not that you can't ask a shayla. Ask a shayla with something which you don't know in halacha. But if it's something that smells, if somebody comes to you with a business deal and it's a little bit something, then it's the wife of Potiphar in business. And the wife of Potiphar stops her car at the red light by the Lincoln Tunnel and says, $500,000, what do you think? What do you say? I got a deal for you. Here's $1 million. You don't even look. You close your window and you say, it's not for me. It's bechlal not for me. Not because it says in Shulchan Aruch. It's bechlal not for me. It's a lie in Yan. It's a lie sexually. That's the meaning of Yosef itself. Egypt is just the opposite. Ha'ayin roa. V'halev chomed. Klei ma'isagim. Ha'ayin roya v'halev chomed. It means I have something that I'm busy with, but along the way, my eyes picked up something interesting. V'halev chomed, and then you end up not looking at the wrong stuff on the computer. All of this don't. To the kids, it just means yes, 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 yes. But if we're not successful, if we're not matzliach in building a Yiddishkeit for our children, where our children feel that they're on fire with a tachlis, that they have a goal, they want to accomplish something, they want to get somewhere, they want to be a certain kind of a person, then we fail. And you could be chasing after your kid with a filter, or chasing after him with an alarm clock saying it's time for Shachar. I don't want to get to that place. I don't want to be like you. And I don't want to do these things. I want to do something else. So as teachers, as parents, as a community, are we raising our kids from the earliest age with an excitement, with a fire, that will prevent them from picking up the gorilla by the Lincoln Tunnel? That's really what Shemir Sabris is about. You have a tachlis, you have a goal. There's a bris, there's a covenant. You have free choice. You have free choice. It's a decision you have to make. And the bar mitzvah bracha nowadays is not, most of them are not anywhere holding by making these kind of decisions. And that's why none of the parents should be chas v'chalila, should be depressed, but to be misyayish if you have a kid that's still at that point, 13, 14, 15, 16, and he doesn't know where he's heading. Don't be chas v'shalom depressed and don't give up. You just keep on giving a lot of love, and he sees that his father, that his dad, knows where he's going. The father is a person that knows to go to shul, knows to go to his shiur, knows how to talk to his mom, knows how to deal with people in business. He sees his father, his father's God, his father's an ish matzliach. But if the kid sees that his father belongs to the chevra of ha'ayin roi of ha'leiv chaymeid, the kid sees that his father is also from the type that, you know, the eyes are wandering. There was once a bacha told this to me in yeshiva. He was going through a lot of stuff. And he said to me that I could pinpoint a moment in my life that has caused me tremendous confusion and pain. And I could say that this is what took me off the track that I was on. He said that he davened next to his father, and it was a kind of a shul that was a, not like a mechitza where you can't see any of the ladies. It was a little bit more of a modern place, but the mechitza was whatever, and you can see the lady. And he said that he noticed his father had this habit of looking, not at mom. That there was a certain lady that always sat in a certain spot across from the mechitza, and he would see this because he wasn't into davening. He was looking around. He would see his father. A number of times he said, "Killed me." He said, "I thought my father was happily married," and so on. And I said, "Well, that doesn't mean your father's not happily married. He's not Yosef at Tzadik, maybe. He's got to work on it. But don't, you know, you ran away with that. Take it easy, you know." He ran away with it. But for a boy, I don't know how old he was, but for a kid, that got him off track. Because I thought my father is somebody who learns the Daf Yomi, and my father goes to shul, and my father loves mom, and my father's a great guy. And he's just like the rest of them. He's just like a tooth-timing phony that peeks at women across the mechitza. Kids get killed. And don't think they don't notice. Kid gets killed. So if the parent himself is an ayin roye v'lev chaymeid, that he's going with the eye, going with the eyes, and the eyes are wandering, then how do we expect the children to be able to stay on course? The midah of yisod is that there's a building that started from the foundation of Avraham Avinu. You and I are 5,781 years into the sugya of Am Yisrael, of this binyan, of this building. Or you could begin from Avraham Avinu, but we're a good couple thousand years into this construction. And Hashem wants us to be Anoshim Yisharim. He wants us to be people who are Matzlichim B'darkeinu, who have Hatzlacha in what we do. And to be an Ish Matzlich means you don't take Oh, no, you don't forget the destination, and you don't delude yourself into thinking that stopping off a little bit by the red light and getting out of the car Don't delude yourself into thinking that that's not endangering the entire future of the binyan, this part of Am Yisrael and where it has to go. Each person with his own kayas. But when it comes to that particular aveir of Pagam HaBris, there, the Pagam is in the kayas of life itself. That's why it's so serious, as per what we learned in Shonar last year. That's why it's so serious, because that part of the male body and the Zera of Zera Avraham, you and I are the children of Avraham Avinu, Zera Avraham, Mojave. That part of the body and that life that is flowing through that part of the body is the koach of life itself, of life itself. And when that becomes sidetracked, then it's not just like you're investing in a bad business. People make mistakes. It's not just that you moved into a house that's not a good house. No. You're taking the koach of life itself, and it's going levatolo. Sheikh Bezerra, it's going levatolo. That's why it's so deep and so serious. There's no greater pagam in the avoda, in the mid of yisod, of direction, of life, tachas. That's why Yosef had to be tested in Egypt, because Egypt is ervas ha'ar. Yisraim is the opposite. Then nobody knew who's my father. I mean, the whole place is a place of hafkeir. Total hafkeir. So to go into that part of this shmooze about and the world that we're living in, I have to explain that. The world that we're living in, where a man is not a man, a woman is not a woman. But that which we understood, that was a double poshet for every poyer, for a peasant, for the simplest person on earth, understood that if you're a man, then there's a certain goal that you have, which is what? Working, marrying a nice girl, raising a family. For thousands of years, Zaya Pashut. For thousands of years, even a poyer, a peasant, knew that Hatzlacha meant, in his world, okay, so it means with a couple of beers and a pickup truck, but Hatzlacha meant what? It meant, put yourself together. You mess around a little bit, you're a kid. Put yourself together. Come on. Put yourself together, ready. You're not a baby. Get a job. Work. If work now means you have to go to school, get a job. Meet a nice girl. Take care of her. And raise nice kids. That was a different potion for thousands of years. I'm not that old, but I was raised at a time that was a different potion. From the very beginning now, it's Lavdavka, another. It's not Lavdavka, a girl. Lavdavka. And I'm not saying this to Chalila to make fun of anybody. I deal with a lot of that chevra, and I love them, and I feel the pain that they're going through, those that are confused. I'm not. But there was a certain behirus, there was a certain clarity of who is an Ish Matzliach. Could you ever imagine 50, 60 years ago? So some of us here that are 50, 60 years old. You got a guy, he's 30 years old, he's single, he doesn't work. Is there any, 50 years ago, would anybody have said, oh, he's a big Baal Hatzlacha for this guy? You know why? Because he's picked every World Series winner for the past 3 years straight. 3 years in a row, he picked who's going to win the World Series. He's And 50, 60 years ago, even if a guy was a billionaire, but he was a tzabrach and a lonely person that didn't get married, didn't have kids. Not everybody can get married, not everybody can. You have to daven, Hashem. Hatzlach. Doesn't always work, Hashem Yerachem. And not because of wrong choices, just the things in life that we don't understand. But that was understood as a davar pashut. As a davar pashut, that's an ish matzliach. And our kids are being raised in a world where the goal has become unbelievably unclear. Even the most basic thing that a guy should get a job and get married and settle down. That was the olive base of being a human being for thousands of years. Not just by Jews, by everybody. Get a job or something. Work, be productive, do something that you're good at, and, or even whatever it is, just put yourself together. Get on track. That's called Hatzlach. And everything you do in life is to stay in that kivun. My wife, kids, parnasa, my learning, my davening, my mitzvahs, and ish mislim. Look, all of us have pasts over here. Some of yours I know better than others. We've spoken about. All of us have pasts. And all of us had our little detours by the Lincoln Tunnel, you know. One way or the other, we got off a little bit. And now, as we're maturing, so we're becoming kishiyurim, and we look serious, and we have little stubbles during Sviya. You know, we got that serious look on us, and we're trying to be good. And we're doing the right thing in Chazdesh. We're trying to be good. How do we keep our kids? How do we give over to our kids an excitement over that tach? That's all that I'm talking about for the past many years. What can we do to make it exciting? To make them see, to feel that this is where I want to go. This is where I want to get to. This is where I want to get. Because our kids are growing up in a place that would make the Egyptians blush. A typical mitzvah would be embarrassed about what's going on. A typical Egyptian would not be a progressive liberal. An Egyptian. There's nothing. Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim's a klinikai. But this is now. Mitzrayim. It's a clinic. Our kids Hashem Yisbach sent us into this world to raise kids during this time before Mashiach, and to somehow help together with the rebbeim and the teachers, whatever we could do to try to, and even if without davening, that Hashem should open up my kids' eyes to see, have a strong sense of His tachlis in life, to believe that this is our tachlis. And to continue on with our grandparents, great grandparents, that amazing thing that Yosef connected us to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that shalshelus of kedusha that you and I come from, and to continue with that, to continue to go with that, to be able to be Mashiach and not to chalila end up with that girl, with that Indian, that sidetrack. That's the whole meat of Yisrael. That's the whole meat of Yisrael. That hatzlach. I spoke too long, but Mitzvah, next time we're going to go back into the sugi and learn inside that this is what Hatzlach is.